Greetings, friends and enemies. It is the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. On the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years, I am right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. Go fuck yourselves. Oh, I'm back. Back in the traffic. So we just spent, Weyland Yutani, we just spent 7 days? 8 days, because we had to extend. We just spent 8 days up in a town in the mountains doing an event. And I am now back in Denver traffic on the way home, back down out of the mountains, drove through that. Very nice drive, not a lot of traffic, very scenic and beautiful. Cold, I am so fucking tired of ice and snow. Oh my God, it was, fuck. Other than that, I mean, the town was okay. The event center we were working at, they were okay. Everybody there was great. The event went well. The clients were very happy. There was a couple of douchebags. It was a major corporate event. And by a couple, I mean, really there was only one. There was only one guy on the client side that was a little bit of a douchebag. Other than that, everybody was great. Really good time. I actually got a reasonable amount of sleep. We didn't do any... Think about the longest day we worked on this one was maybe 16 hours. And the rest of it was kind of decent, like 11, 12 hour days. It was all right. Ah, headed back down the hill now. All right, yeah, heading back to Fort Collins, coming out of the north side of Denver. Haven't podcasted since I went up, so I thought I'd bang a little something out for Friday, because I think this is Thursday. We're at that point where we've completely lost track of what day of the week it is, but I'm pretty sure today is Thursday. So I should probably have a podcast for tomorrow, because I think I had a podcast yesterday. I can't remember. But here's what we'll talk about today. So I just spent 8 days with the Weyland Yutani crew. Mo was up there. Larry and Curly were not up there, although Larry came up there near the end. But most of the time it was Mo and Yoga Pants Girl and Kane and Dallas and myself and another guy that works for us occasionally. And he brought along this friend of his, this woman. She is about, I don't know how she actually is, but I'm going to say she's in her early 40s is what she looks like. Could be younger, but there's a lot of mileage, a lot of drug use. A lot of alcohol use. Single mother, 3 kids, divorced, and just couldn't, just, oh my God. What was great, so I've been up there for 8 days with the crew, right? And we're on site, we're working, sharing hotel rooms, driving back and forth in the company transportation. It's like for the last 8 days, the only time I haven't been around other people is if I'm taking a shit or taking a shower or brushing my teeth. It's just driving down the mountain by myself and just having some peace and quiet. And by peace and quiet, I mean blasting a Led Zeppelin bootleg. But just having, just not having another human around for more than 15 minutes. Oh, it's so peaceful. Anyway, this chick, she is a talker. Oh my God, she is a talker. I mean, she was very nice. It was hilarious. But she is a talker. But it was interesting. So we had a lot of group meals together and did a lot of discussion and discovered some things about each other that we didn't know. Mostly other people, because first of all, I don't need to fucking talk about myself when I'm with other people. Because that's what I have a podcast for, right? I prefer, I've talked about this before. I prefer to listen and observe other people. Someone once said, I can't remember who it was, so I could give them credit. I read this or saw, oh, what in the fuck is that in the middle of the road? There's a giant piece of tin in the middle of the road. Oh, and there's a cop sitting there looking at it. Dude, run out there and get it. That's what you're getting paid for. You'd die in a heartbeat. Anyway. What's I talking about? Oh yeah, somebody once said, you have 2 eyes and 2 ears and 1 mouth, and that means you're supposed to look and listen 4 times as much as you talk. I kind of agree with that. I'm more of an observer That's how I've come to, well, no, I come by stroking it, but that's how I have come to all of these observations I have. So I sit here and say, well, yes, all women are like that. You say, no, they're not, great one. Now, no, they are. They are, because I have observed. I have watched them. I have listened to them. I've mostly watched them, because it's actions that matter more than words, not just for women, but for everybody. I have observed. Okay? So everybody calm down. What was I going to talk about? I forgot. Oh, yeah. So she talked. Oh, yeah. What? Wait. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yes. All right. Anyway, woof. So we had a lot of group dinners where everybody was sitting here talking. And, you know, sometimes a drink or two was flowing around. So people got a little loosened up because it was very casual. So Mo is the guy who banged the girl we worked with, and then she had to quit because she couldn't handle it. You know, because she chose to have sex with someone she works with because it's her body, her choice. But then she can't work here anymore because it was so traumatizing. You know, the consequences of her choice, the choice that she made. So anyway, Mo is 22 years old now. And let me tell you this before I forget. So Yoga Pants Girl, she's 20 now. She had her birthday a while back. So she's not 19 anymore. Damn. She's getting old. So we're three from Fort Collins. We're 3 hours up in the mountains. And when we found out we were going to extend our stay, because last night we worked late loading all the trucks up because it took a while to get all of our shit loaded. We didn't get done till 10:30 at night. That's 22:30 for you normal people who actually know how to tell time. And it's like, no, we're not, you know, nobody's driving down the fucking mountain in the dark, in the windy roads with possible ice and shit, tired as fuck. So we just stayed in town. And we knew this was coming. We knew it was going to be a late night. So we planned ahead. So we extended the hotel rooms. So originally, yesterday morning, I told Yoga Pants Girl, I'm sorry, we're probably going to extend our hotel rooms because we know we're going to be working late tonight. She's like, I don't want to stay up here another night, which is another story that I'm saving for the Yoga Pants Girl episode that I got to tell you. I got to do that soon. And I'm like, you know, I get it. I believe you, me, man. This is the thing about touring. A lot of people, you may think that touring, like with a band or with an event or something, is glamorous. Dude, guys, it sucks. I am so sick of seeing these people. And I am so sick of being in this hotel room. I want to go home. Go home tonight. Make a fucking fire in the fireplace. I'm going to make a martini. And I'm just going to sit there. And I'm going to have silence other than the sound of the fire and me drinking a fucking martini. This shit is not exciting. I am so fucking tired. Everybody's tired. We're all tired. Everyone's fucking exhausted and ragged out. And we're just tired of it. We're sick of it. And that's only 8 fucking days. Anyway, our Yoga Pants Girl says, well, I'm going to get my boyfriend to come pick me up tonight after we get finished and then drive me back home so I don't have to stay this final night. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Just be sure you let Dallas know. Oh, I see brake lights ahead. I said, be sure you let Dallas know so he doesn't extend your hotel room. So we do all that. Everything's cool. So then hours later, I find out that she isn't going back down tonight. And Dallas did extend her hotel room. So the next time I see her, because we're working, we're running around the venue doing stuff. And I'm like, hey, Yoga Pants Girl, so you're not going back down the hill tonight? She's like, no. So your boyfriend didn't want to come pick you up? She's like, no, he didn't. And I'm thinking, I didn't say it. I should have said it. I really kind of should have. But again, if we weren't all sick of each other and tired, and I probably, then again, maybe that's the time to say it when she's stressed out and see if she blows up or anything. But what I thought to myself was, yeah, some women just aren't worth driving 6 hours for, are they? I mean, think about this. Her boyfriend's back home in the house that Yoga Pants Girl mostly pays for. He's been there for 8 days. He's probably banging some other chick. Yoga Pants Girl is 20 years old now, so she's hitting the wall. She's gaining weight because the girl eats. The girl eats and drinks so much. She drinks so much beer and eats so much food. I mean, she's hitting the wall already. Like, yeah, you know, I mean, I would bang Yoga Pants Girl, but I wouldn't drive 6 hours. And I mean, her boyfriend's already banging it. He's already tapped it. So it's like, dude, I'm serious. I mean, they've been dating, actually, they've only been dating about a year. Let's see. No. She's been here for a year. And they've been dating about a year and 3 months. Okay, if I've been dating a girl for a year and 3 months and she eats that much, yeah, if she's like, hey, will you drive 3 hours up into the mountains to pick me up and then 3 hours to drive me back home, I'd be like, no, I'm really busy. I really got stuff going on. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. That was just a side story I want to tell you before I got to the good part. So we had all these group meals, and we're sitting around talking about whatever and discovering interesting things about each other. I threw in some fucking Holocaust jokes. It was awesome. Didn't go over very well, but you can all go fuck yourselves. And so Mo, who is 22 years old, and also just broke up with his girlfriend, who sounds like some kind of psycho, because we'd be at work, and he would be on the phone talking to his girlfriend while working for like 20, 30 minutes at a time. And just, you know, just from his end of the conversation, I could tell that it was some kind of fucking drama. I'm just like, dude, man. So anyways, he's all into EDM. Now, for those of you who are normal, EDM stands for electronic dance music. And this also really was an interesting clash of the generations. Because, you know, Aaron Clary right now is working on his book about the millennials. And I was thinking, God damn, Cappy should be here to hear some of this stuff. Because we had three Generation Xers. We had the girl who she's got to be Gen X. The single mother of three kids. So we had four Gen Xers. We had two boomers. I mean, boomers. Not boomers. Oh, my God. There were no boomers there, thank God. Three Gen Xers. Two Zoomers. Why do I feel like I'm forgetting someone? Because our manpower did change a little bit near the... No, that's right. So initially, three Xers, one millennial, that's Kane, and then two Zoomers, that's Mo and Yoga Pants Girl. And we had a whole lot of battles of the generations. We just suddenly started down this path of the... Mo started calling me a boomer, even though I'm not a boomer. And I'm like, dude, little Zoomer, like Google it and you will find out that I am not a boomer. And so anyway, he keeps trying to rip on me for being a boomer, which I'm not. And I'm fucking Zoomering them. I'm like, you guys don't know anything. All you do is Google everything. I'm like, dude, you have a fucking cell phone. You have Google and you don't even know that I'm not a boomer. Before you start running your mouth, will you fucking Google stuff? And it kind of died off near the end. Because once again, we're all getting tired of each other and everybody's getting physically and mentally and emotionally tired. But about the first 4 days, oh my God, it was boomer this and zoomer that and fucking millennial this and just ripping on each other. So the Zoomers, they're all into this EDM, electronic dance music. And so Mo is trying to tell us about how awesome this is. And for those of you who are Gen X, what this is it's called a rave. We invented this. It's called a rave. You would go there, you would listen to music. The music would be pretty good, and you'd drop some acid. So now the Zoomers think that they figured this out on their own. They call it EDM because, you know, rave has too many syllables and letters in it. And he's telling us about how you go to the EDM and you have your candy and you have your little candy bracelets and you go up to somebody and you have this little handshake where you do like a thing and then you make a little heart with your hands and then you hold each other's hands or something and you exchange your candy. And I'm going, yeah, dude, 16-year-old girls did that when I was 20. You have not invented something. But then he told us that he has a binky. Now you're saying to yourselves, great one, what is a binky? Well, if you're a Zoomer, I would tell you to Google it. A binky, and not only does he have a binky, he has a custom-made glass binky. Now, I know you're in suspense. I know you can't wait to hear what a binky is. You're thinking to yourself, great one, a binky. Is that like a butt plug? Well, it's actually pretty fucking close to a butt plug. A binky is a pacifier. A 22-year-old man, boy, manlet, Zoomer, goes to EDM concerts, does drugs, and walks around with a pacifier in his mouth. And I think I figured out why I hate EDM so much, despite having never gone to an EDM event, and never will. Because they talk about the music and they talk about the drugs, and you got, and I'm thinking, hold on, are you telling me that your music sucks so bad that the only way you can listen to the shit is if you do drugs? And are you telling me your drugs are so ineffective that you need this shitty music to complete the loop and make the drugs actually do something for you? A binky. So that's you Zoomers, guys. For you cuckservatives out there who think that the Zoomers are going to save us because, well, they're so much more conservative. And my golly gosh, golly, golly, golly gosh, they don't even like sex. They're having so little sex. When the Zoomers, they're going to vote Republican. Yep, we, the royal we are doomed.